We're back. I'm Gina Kaufman. This is KCUR's Central Standard. And now Eames, that's E-E-M-S, is a local musician. He started out in the hip-hop scene. But how would you describe the sound of his new EP? We're going with ukulele R&B with a hint of reggae, but that does not fully capture it. Check this out. The song is called Dangerous Game.
What do you mean?
Eames is also known as Philip Jackson, and he's having quite a summer. He dropped a new EP in June, and he just got back from playing a crowd of 3,000. He's with us now to tell the story of how he became his own musician, from surviving hard times on Kansas City's north side to getting into hip-hop and randomly picking up a ukulele. Eames, hello.
Hey.
So tell me about your new EP.
Well, it's called Dreams. The short story is I released a project maybe 4 or 5 years ago called Small Dreams. And basically in that project, I was just saying that the dreams that I was shooting for, a lot of people thought were big. But to the moguls and the icons, the little small dreams I had were just small dreams. So after 4 or 5 years later, it's kind of crazy that I'm actually living those dreams. So I thought it was just a play on words and kind of like a celebration that all my hard work paid off and I'm finally living those small dreams, which are just dreams now.
What, in what way are you living? Tell me about the small dreams that you are now living.
I mean, we all, as artists, we all, you know, want to actually tour and, you know, do big shows and people buy merchandise. But after doing it for so long, you come into a realization that that may not happen. And a lot of people give up. But I don't know, I guess I just persisted and stuck with it, and now I'm literally touring and, I mean, just doing some crazy stuff, fans all over the world, literally, and it's just out of control.
It's out of control?
It's out of control.
Is that what it feels like to you?
Right now, and I mean, I'm not trying to make it sound like I'm a mogul or anything, or I have 10 million fans, but just coming from nothing, it feels good to, you know, be able to tour and do this for a living.
When you say coming from nothing, can you tell me about your background?
Oh, you know, I mean, simple, single-parent household. Went to Kansas City, Missouri School District, Lincoln. Graduated in 2009. Just, you know, living in, I guess, I don't want to call it the hood, but the hood. And just, you know, humble beginnings and whatnot. So everything I have, my mom always told me to work hard for it. So I feel like I earned it.
You're from, you've described it as Kansas City's north side, and I'm wondering exactly where you mean.
So it's two different things that people don't understand. There's North Kansas City, which is like north of the river, but what we call the north side is like 27th to about 10th Street. So we call that like the north side, and then there's obviously Midtown and south side, but yeah, I'm from the north side, 18th and Vine area to be exact.
So you mentioned that you're coming from a single parent household. Can you tell me more about your mom?
Oh, my mom. I guess that's who I have to credit my real music capabilities to. My mom was the youth choir director at church, and I hated singing. I mean, I hated it. My sister, my older sister, Ashley, was actually the singer in the family. She did the whole American Idol thing a couple of times and whatnot. I absolutely hated music until about the age of 9. And fast forward, I was rapping and whatnot, and I guess I have my mama to thank for making me sing. That gave me some vocals.
So wait, when you said that you hated singing and you hated music.
Oh, I hated it.
What did you hate about it?
My sister used to walk around the house literally like, it's kind of like if you got a kid that loves football and he walks around everywhere with that football. My sister walked around the house singing jingles from like Golden Girls and like... like, just walking around the house singing. So I absolutely hated music. I didn't get my first album, my first actual physical copy of music until I was about 13. I mean, I hated music. Shout out to, when I was about 9, I don't even know how, but I ended up on piano, and I kind of ended up liking music through the years.
What was that first album that you got when you were 13?
I believe it was Eminem Encore. His last, it wasn't his last album at the time, it was his last album. I think it was Encore. by Eminem rap album.
Well, you said you were rapping. Did you consider, you didn't consider that music?
No. I didn't start rapping until I was 16, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So before, I didn't start actually, like, taking music seriously and writing songs. I mean, seriously, until I was about, 16. I met my best friend, Bunny, and he was a rapper. At the time, I was just producing and making beats. And just hanging around him, I started rapping. So, yeah, I didn't start doing that. I was playing piano at 9. I joined the band at school in 8th grade. So that's, like, 13? And then I got serious around 16.
So when you say you got serious, can you describe that to me a little bit more?
That's when you start, you pull out your karaoke machine and you start.
That sounds very serious.
Yeah, you pull out the karaoke machine and you start recording demos and whatnot, passing them out. That's when I started like going to school, passing out like CDs to like friends. And, you know, here's an interesting story. I was real big on promotion and whatnot. That's always been my thing. So I'm walking around school after school, hanging up pictures of myself in the school, trying to promote my name. The next day, the principal calls me down to the office, and she's like, Phil, I like your music. I love what you're doing, but you can't be hanging up your pictures all over my school or whatever. So that's when I kind of got serious with everything.
When you, though, made this switch from hating music to something like clicked, do you remember how that happened?
Oh, man. I don't. I remember I got my first keyboard when I was 9. And I don't know, I fell in love with piano. I was like real big on classical piano. I could never read music, and I joined the band to learn how to read music at school. I don't know. I guess if I had to just take a guess, all my family does something musical. Like every single last one of my cousins, we all start out on drums. So everybody in my family plays drums. And then you move on to a second instrument, whether it be bass guitar, lead guitar. And that's just kind of how it is in my church. So I may have just been following along with the rest of my cousins. Like, everyone plays another instrument. It's time for me to pick up something outside of drums. So it may have just been that. I can't really remember.
I've heard that you kind of joke that you don't rap. You now mostly sing, but that you don't rap because you're too skinny to be a rapper?
I say that. I mean, realistically, when I was rapping, I just never felt like I fit in. So in terms of just everything, not just my size or my look, just the gold chains. And I mean, I'm just using small stuff, like everything. I was performing in clubs since about the age of like 17. Some of my older rap songs talking about how we in the club and I ain't even supposed to be in here based on that club. But it just, I don't know. I think I got burnt out on the lifestyle because I started doing it when I was like 16, literally being inside the clubs, rapping and whatnot.
Tell me about the lifestyle.
Okay, here's a good example. This is a good question. No one's ever asked me this. So when I was rapping, shows don't start until like 9 or 10 o'clock at night. You don't hit the stage until like 12, 1 o'clock, and the club closes at 3. I hated that lifestyle.
Like, yeah, that's a nightmare. Oh, my gosh. Nightmare.
Could you imagine doing that like 2 times a week? Even the open mics was like that. Versus now, I'm hitting stages like, I'm usually like done with a show by like 9, unless it's like a festival. And even then, it's still like 10 or 11. So it's a completely different lifestyle.
So let's see. Your sound now, I mean, how would you describe your sound? I started off with my own kind of attempt at describing it, which was ukulele R&B with a hint of reggae. Does that sound at all fair or like?
Yeah, the only thing I don't agree with, but everyone says this, is the reggae part.
You don't hear it?
I made one reggae song, maybe two in my lifespan, but the amount of people that come up to me and be like, hey, can you play some Bob Marley? Like, I don't know a single Bob Marley song. I don't know a reggae song.
I think that for me, where I heard the reggae is that there's like a lot of upbeat.
Okay.
And then the way that the vocals kind of wrap around it, it's not that it sounds like reggae exactly. It's mm-hmm. that there's something about that upbeat and the way the vocals weave.
Well,
it.
I mean, I'll take it. I'm not complaining. I don't really think, I hate to say this because I think this is terrible marketing, but I don't think I have a genre. I don't set out to be a genre. I don't set out to make folk or singer-songwriter. I rapped on my last album, and I'm not a rapper. On my last EP, I should say. I just make music. So, for example, with Dangerous Game, that's what just came out that day. I was feeling, making type, like a reggae type, Latin American type beat. But also you have Pacing for Your Love on the project, which is definitely more radio material.
So totally. Hearing that later.
Dope. Yeah, I just make music.
You know, you do sing a lot about your struggles, and I'm curious about what the struggles are in particular that you think it's important to speak out about. I mean, you became a dad at 18.
Right. I wouldn't call that a struggle. I think I told this story before. I remember when the word got out that I was going to, you know, have a kid, I was a senior in high school, and one of my friends inboxed me on Facebook at the time and was like, man, I guess your music career is over. That's it. And I thought that was crazy. To me, that was more of a reason to work harder. I don't have a give up bone in my body. I don't like starting something and not finishing it. So the struggles of music, I mean, that really necessarily wasn't a struggle for me, like trying to make it work. I knew it was going to work, at least in my brain. Like, it just, I had to stick with it. My struggle is more so figuring out how to reach the dream. And I'm more so like, I more so try to push people to reach their dreams. I know I'm just built like this, and I've always had a dream. My mom always put that in me to, you know, do what you want to do. But I know a lot of people are lost in trying to figure out what they're doing. So my overall message is to pick a dream and chase it no matter what it is.
That, I think, is some good advice to end the year on. In 2018, Eames dropped his Dreams EP, and he also went on tour. We originally talked to him back in July, and we're going out, as promised, on one of his songs, Pacing for Your Love. If you want to listen back to this conversation or the one we played earlier with Tim Finn, you can hear the full versions of either one of those on our website, kcur.org/centralstandard. You can also keep in touch with us on Twitter. We are at @KCURCST. Tomorrow at 10, tune in for a New Year's Day special. We will be back with live shows for you on Wednesday. And until then, Happy New Year, everyone. Central Standard is produced by Melody Rowell, Coy Duggar, Chris Young, and Suzanne Hogan. The Tim Finn segment you heard today was produced by Jen Chen with our portrait session partner, photographer Paul Andrews. Our senior producer is Sylvia Maria Gross. I'm Gina Kaufman. Catch you in 2019. I am nothing special without you. I'm barely living. I'm a frontline soldier to steal your heart's my only mission. I see us together in my dreams, they must be true. I'm a busy man, but baby, I'll make room for you. I'll make room for us. I'll make room for love. And I'll drop everything, cause I love nothing else this much. I do 100 on the highway, missing you. Racing through the night, trying to get to you. Skip up the red light in the TV, I'm just praising for your love. I do 100 on the highway, missing you. Racing through the night, trying to get to you. Skip up the red light in the TV, I'm just praising for your love. Shawty be the baddest, way above average, the type to make your boy wanna change. Shawty be the baddest, way above average, the type to make your boy wanna change. I change my life, make you my wife. Lay up in the bed, we can cuddle all night. I change my life, make you my wife. Lay up in the bed, we can cuddle all night.